You're with Empire KBCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper. The deadline is today to register to volunteer for Riverside County's annual homeless point in time count on January 29th. The point in time count is a surveying of all the homeless people in Riverside County. Volunteers use an app to survey homeless people, asking them questions like, how long have you been homeless and are you a veteran? The Department of Housing and Urban Development requires communities that receive funding for homeless programs to perform this point-in-time count in order to determine how much money is distributed to fight homelessness. Tiffany Nelson is a community program specialist with Riverside County. She led a training for volunteers interested in the point-in-time count. She says most of the volunteers are simply people interested in solving the problem of homelessness.
So a lot of our volunteers are members of the community, actually. Last year was the first time we got 800 volunteers for the point in time count. We typically only have 400 to 500 volunteers. So once we opened it up even more broadly to the community, we saw how many people wanted to go ahead and assist with this effort and help count our homeless population, especially since we've seen it grow over the past 5 years. So people are wanting to help solve the problem.
Nelson says volunteers get a lot out of the experience.
Honestly, people seem to come back so fulfilled that they are always asking, when is the next one? The volunteers come back so fulfilled, and I honestly think that that's why our volunteer count is growing, the number of volunteers, because everyone brings someone to count with them the next year, saying, oh, hey, you got to do this. You got to do this. It's fulfilling to try to be part of the solution.
You can sign up to volunteer for the 2020 Riverside County Point in Time Count at rivcoexchange.com. It's been 73 years since the Los Angeles Dodgers and Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. Now, their longtime rivals, the San Francisco Giants, have made history of their own, breaking the gender barrier. Bob Moffitt with Capital Public Radio in Sacramento reports.
Alyssa Nacken won 56 games as a pitcher for the Woodland High School Wolves softball team and was then a three-time all-conference first baseman for the Sac State Hornets from 2009 to 2012. Her mom, Gay, says her daughter will be on the field for batting practice and will work with another coach to focus on clubhouse culture.
It's been very exciting. It's what she's wanted, and I've been a Giants fan since 1958, so it's very special.
Sac State softball head coach Lori Perez was an assistant head coach when she recruited Nacken more than a decade ago.
She was a competitor who could pitch, could throw the ball with some good velocity and good movement, and she could swing the bat. I mean, she just had power. And when I saw her, I had to have her at Sac State.
MLB.com says 7 of the Giants' 13 coaches will be in uniform during games this year, but Nacken won't be one of them. Perez says the hiring, though, sends an important message to young women.
I think a lot of women, when they read this today and see this, they're going to know that, hey, I could have a career in baseball. And that's going to be exciting. And to have Sacramento State be at the forefront of that and have one of our own be that first is just, there are no words right now for how amazing it is.
According to USA Today, the Oakland Athletics were the first to hire a woman to coach in the minor leagues. The Chicago Cubs and New York Yankees hired women 2 months ago to fill minor league positions. I'm Bob Moffitt in Sacramento.
The University of California is considering annual tuition increases over 5 years under a sweeping plan to raise more money for financial aid and campus needs. The Los Angeles Times reports that UC Regents will consider two plans to raise fees at their meeting next Wednesday. One plan calls for raising tuition and fees for all students annually by the cost of inflation. The other would raise tuition and fees once for each incoming class, but keep those costs flat for 6 years. For Empire KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.